The spirit of political resistance, so pervasive in the streets of Greece, has spread into the reception of a long-abandoned hotel in downtown Athens. Radical Greek activists have occupied the seven-story building and transformed it into a cooperative sanctuary for hundreds of refugee families. The border closures of Greece's northern neighbors, from Macedonia to Austria, have trapped over 54,000 refugees in Greece, many of them homeless or living in squalid camps scattered the length and breadth of the country. On an afternoon in May, the dining room of what was once a privately operated three-star hotel, known as the City Plaza, is a cacophony of Greek, English, Arabic, and Farsi as the daily assembly is held. Lukia, one of the Greek activists behind the occupation, explains their motivation.
So the concept is to build new communities, to build new communities of coexistence between refugees and the local population. What is at the same time very urgent is to start to work with the idea and the reality that we are going to live together, because thousands of people were captured in Greece. They didn't want to stay in Greece. They wanted a lot of women here are waiting to go to Germany or to other countries where their husbands are already there.
The UNHCR estimates that over 60% of Greece's trapped refugees are women and children. The occupied City Plaza Hotel offers them a respite, including for those that have decided to leave the makeshift camps near the sealed borders. In April, in the border town of Idomeni, FSRN met Nezrin, an English teacher from Aleppo. She's now in the Athens hotel, making a coffee with one hand, while balancing her two-year-old son, Basel, with the other. In recent weeks, Syria's largest city has seen a relentless and deadly bombardment by the air force of President Assad.
Or the women think that if my husband will be in Germany, so about 1 month, 2 months, 5 months maximum, I will be with him. But now it's about 1 year without anything. So I decided to go to this place by boat alone with my son, just to reach that. My husband, I want to be with my family. Yeah, well, it's, I don't know, I cannot hold alone all this trouble things.
Nezrin's husband, Zaher, fled Syria to Dortmund last year to find work with the hope that family reunification laws would be able to swiftly and safely bring his wife and son across. Nezrin waited a year in Turkey. But as Germany struggled under the sheer weight of asylum claims, she decided to make the journey with her son. The limbo is hard, but Nezrin appreciates the effort of the City Plaza activists.
They are good people. Yeah, they are nice people. Maybe because they are poor like us. They don't have that ideology thinking about material and money. And they know about war because they lived a long time like the days that we live.
One of the hotel activists, journalist Yanis Androulidakis, has a deeper connection to his guests than most. His father was a Greek refugee from Turkey who subsequently fled to France to escape oppression under the military dictatorship of the 60s. Androulidakis emphasizes the importance of sharing the duties of the hotel with the refugees and helping them integrate into Greece, their unexpected new home.
Our plan is to make places, to create places in the middle of the cities where the refugees can live, so in order to be part of our society. Maybe not today, but live in dignity, have food and somewhere to sleep, and then begin to fight for the rights and be part of our society just like us.
The City Plaza is also a metaphor for Greece's ailing fortunes. Built before the 2004 Olympics, with loans freely given out in the boom years, the business folded shortly after as the country began its descent into chronic economic depression. The activists claimed the boss withheld the employee's salary, but Androulidakis says the former workers are on their side and support the hotel's new role in alleviating the humanitarian crisis.
maybe 100 hotels opened before the Olympic Games, take the money and run. So now we have 100 empty hotels in the center of Athens, and in the same time 50,000 people who live in the streets. I think the symbolism is that we show to everyone that it's very easy that people go to empty buildings and they leave. You know, it's about 300 people here. That means it's not the 1%, but 0.5% of all the refugees in Greece. And this is not the big thing. Some people thought about it, we did it.
Although an illegal occupation, for now the authorities have left City Plaza alone, no doubt grateful that it's a few hundred less refugees for them to worry about. As the evening draws in, an American blues musician plays for children from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan and beyond. Thousands of refugees remain homeless in Greece, many of them locked up in detention centers on the Greek islands. But tonight, the City Plaza will shelter 400 guests, and in doing so, providing a glimpse of an alternative approach to housing asylum seekers, far removed from segregation and incarceration. Andrew Connolly, FSRN, Athens.